Welcome to another episode of Book Choice, Publisher's Choice. I'm your host, Paige Nick, and for the last few years, we've been bringing you two jam-packed book shows every month. In fact, Fine Music Radio is the only radio station in South Africa that offers an hour-long book show filled with reviews and interviews. We may just be the only show in the world that offers you the show you're going to get today, because what makes this show extra special is that we welcome three of South Africa's top publishers, Penguin Random House, Jonathan Ball Publishers, Pan Macmillan Publishers, as well as South Africa's number one bookseller, Exclusive Books. We welcome them to join us on the show and introduce us to their current authors, their new titles, the events they've got going on around the country, and all sorts of book and publishing news. We like to think of this as our behind-the-scenes of publishing show, and every single one of these publishers is a household name globally, so nobody knows the publishing industry better than the people you're about to hear from. We'll start off with Viz Chetty from Penguin Random House South Africa, who will take us through their latest books that they've got coming out right now. Viz is the sales manager at Penguin Random House, and he has a huge job. It includes managing sales into all of your favorite book outlets, as well as managing production of the books. He's involved in everything from paper selection to the printing, the cover design, the edit, and so much more. And he works on all their marketing campaigns and launches too. So when Viz raves about a book, you know you can always trust his recommendation. Welcome to the show, Viz. Let's hear about Penguin's latest fiction and non-fiction titles that you're most excited about.
Good afternoon, listeners, and thank you, Paige, for having me once again on the show. This is Viz Chetty from Penguin Random House. I'm coming to you with all the June 2024 titles that we have that you should look out for. We've got a wonderful lineup for the second half of the year. I think we have something for everyone, which is what we do best at Penguin Random House. So starting off, the first title that I'll talk about is Eruption by Michael Crichton and James Patterson. Now, as you know, Michael Crichton has passed, unfortunately, but this was a 20-year project, a passion project that he had, which has now been officially released by his widow. And she decided that the only person that could finish this novel was James Patterson himself. So the book is called Eruption. It's set in Hawaii, and it is a thriller. It's a really fast-paced thriller. There's a huge volcano, obviously, as you would imagine from the title, that's about to erupt, threatening the island itself of Hawaii. But inside this volcano, there's military secrets that lie in there, literally. So this is much more dangerous than we think it is. So it's not just a normal eruption that could destroy the island. The world is in danger, and that's where this comes in. So it's a fast-paced, a real gritty thriller set in the, on the island of Hawaii, and you know, it's a, all these political affiliations as well. So it's a really, really fun read. So if you're looking for something for this cold weather that we're having, Eruption by Michael Crichton and James Patterson would be a good one to pick up. Right, the next one is a local book called Dirty Secrets of the Rich and Powerful by James Brent Stein. You will know that name. He wrote a book called Steinhoff, which was a huge hit at the time. He exposed the goings-on of the Steinhoff Company. And in this book, he takes some of his previous work, because he also wrote the Bosasa Billions. He takes some of his previous work also and incorporates it into this book. So it's all about how the rich and powerful and the tactics and the methods that they use to protect and retain wealth and power. And he uses examples from various case studies, things that he's reported on in this book. Really interesting read. If you like his work, I think you're going to love this book. So it's called Dirty Secrets of the Rich and Powerful by James Brent Stein, and that should be in stores right now. Then the next one is Claire Pooley, something more lighthearted. If you liked The Thursday Murder Club or maybe Ruth Ozeki's The Spy Course, this is something I think would appeal to you. Claire Pooley has done some really great books with us. She did The Authenticity Project with us, People on Platform 5, which was another great little read. This one is called How to Age Disgracefully. And it is set in a an old age home where our main character, Lydia, she takes on the job running the Senior Citizen Social Club 3 afternoons a week. You know, she just assumes it's going to be relaxing, drinking some tea, playing some cards, but things don't always work out the way she planned. And when they community center building is doomed and the city council threatens to sell it off, the members of the social club decide they need to join forces and help the people next door as well, which is a creche that's next door, to retain the building and retain their lifestyles. So it's funny, it's quirky, it's really lighthearted. How to Age Disgracefully by Claire Pooley is one to read if you're looking for something along that line. Right, then the next one is Medea by Rosie Hewlett. Now, if you like retellings of Greek mythology, so in recent times we published Clytemnestra. If you like books like Circe, Rosie Hewlett has been studying classic history for a long, long, long time, and she wanted to tell the story of Medea, who is the ex-wife of Jason from the Jason and the Argonaut legend. And she wanted to highlight this character because she felt, you know, she's often been overlooked in various iterations of the story. So she was known as the Witch of Colchis, the vengeful ex-wife of Jason. But now Rosie Hewlett is going to give you the origin story of Medea in this modern retelling. She was one of the most powerful women in Greek mythology, but it was, like I said, was often overlooked in those stories. So this is a retelling of hers. It's brilliant. It's well written. It's well researched. Like I said, the author has been studying this for a long, long time. And it's only natural that she put this book together. Right. And the next one is John Boyne, the beloved John Boyne. We just love publishing him. We're so lucky to have him on our list. He has a selection of books coming out. It's four parts. We have released the first one already and now the second one. The first part was called Water and it's part of the Element series. So the next one is going to be called Earth. And this one, Earth, this little novella, is about a soccer star named Evan who wanted to become an artist, but it didn't really work out for him because he was told he was not good enough. So he's now standing trial for a sexual assault charge with his friend. And as he goes through this trial, he sort of looks back on his life and how he got to that bay point. It's sad. It's a bit philosophical. It's deep. It's a really, really well-written book. And John Boyne always seems to deliver a great, great story. So that's what you can count on here. So Elements number two is Earth by John Boyne. If you haven't read it, you can read it if you haven't read Water. But these little novellas go hand in hand and we'll publish the next two over the next year or so. So look out for those. I think it's a really quick read as well, but very, very powerful. So you should definitely check this out if you like John Boyne. Or even if you haven't read them before. Right, then the next one is a little more philosophical, let's say, Eastern philosophy. Hemin Sunim is the author of Things You Can Only See When You Slow Down. He's got a new book called When Things Don't Go Your Way. So if you're dealing with loss, heartbreak, all of the above, this is something that will inspire you in those sort of dark times. So he takes from Buddhist philosophy as well as his own life experiences. It's beautifully put together. Even if you pick it up for yourself, you're going to see how stunning it actually is put together. You might want to gift it to someone. So it's one of those kinds of books that just looks really beautiful on the shelf, but also serves as a really valuable tool for life. So When Things Don't Go Your Way by Hemin Sunim is out now. And then I've got Whisper of Death by Dave Lampkin. He's a local author. This is a local publication, but a fantastic one. It's set on the island of Zanzibar, but it takes you all over the world. It takes you to London back in before the Second World War. There's two main threads in this book, and it talks about an ex-spy who's sort of uncovering the murder of two conservationists and how that story sort of goes back to how his story links up to them when he started off as a spy during the Second World War. So it's a wonderful publication. Dave Lampkin, he hasn't published for a while, but it's really nice to have him come back and do a really, really good spy novel. So Whisper of Death is out now and in stores. That's all I have for this month. There's plenty more to come. We're only warming up. It's going to be a good second half of the year, as I've said. So look out for me in the next month when I'll be back with all the July publications. Thank you.
Thank you, Viz, and the Penguin Random House team for your always fantastic selection of books for our listeners to choose from. For more information on any of the titles that Viz mentioned, and they also have shelves and shelves, more books as well, just visit penguinrandomhouse.co.za. Or you can follow them on social media. You can look online wherever you hang out for your social media. You'll find them at Penguin Random House, South Africa.
tell me, when will you be mine? Tell me, cuando, 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 we can share a love divine. Please don't make me wait again. When will you say yes to me? Tell me, cuando, 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 you mean happiness to me. Oh, my love, please tell me when. Every moment's a day. Every day seems a lifetime. Let me show you the way to a joy beyond compare. Tell me, cuando, 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 say it's me that you adore. And then, darling, tell me when.
Was Nossa Vida with Cuando, 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 and you're tuned into Book Choice, Publisher's Choice on Fine Music Radio with me, your host, Paige Nick. Next up on our show today, we welcome Jonathan Ball Publishers. Jonathan Ball have been publishing and distributing a whole lot of non-fiction and fiction right here in South Africa since 1976. They specialize in local non-fiction titles, so there's always something interesting on their shelves and on their minds. Welcome back to the show, to the Jonathan Ball Publicity Team. We're looking forward to hearing about what you've got coming up.
Hello, Fine Music Radio listeners. Happy Pride Month. Globally, each year we celebrate Pride Month in honor of the 1969 Stonewall Uprising. In South Africa, we have various events such as parties and awareness events which take place across the country. As Jonathan Ball Publishers, we'd like to share some page-turning dynamic books which you may have interest in reading this month and beyond. If you don't have time to read them this month, please ensure to take notes of them, jot them down, and put them on your to-be-read list. I'd like to start us off by recommending a children's picture book by Nia Roberts called Let's All Say Yes, a celebration of loving who you love and being who you are. This is an uplifting story that welcomes and celebrates diversity. It encourages young readers to be who they want to be in this wonderful, colorful world by explaining love by using shapes of different sizes and colors. It's very colorful, very interactive, and it's a great way to introduce your children to the concept of love and having the choice to love who you love. Another recommendation that we have for our young readers is the Louis Ortega Survival Club. Now, this is a goodie. Ariana Rui desperately wants to be noticed at school, but she's an autistic girl who barely talks, so she gets ignored quite often by her peers. So when the cute and popular Louis starts to recognize and pay attention to her, Ariana feels seen. Louis's attention soon becomes something more, and they start developing feelings for each other and progress from the friendship stage. Something terrible happens to her while at a party with Louis, which she didn't consent to. Before she even has a chance to digest all of this and process it, she becomes an easy target to all the boys. But one day, she gets a mysterious note in her locker and an unexpected Tumblr follower. And it becomes apparent that she's not the only one who has been assaulted by Louis. And so a group of unlucky friends and people come together to expose Louis. In the process of all of this going on, a once lonely Ariana finds herself a group of genuine friends, and she starts developing feelings for the very last girl she expected to fall for. This story is told with heart and comes with possible healing. The next book we'd like to recommend is called Boy Slut, which is part memoir, part manifesto, and it explores the coming of age and coming out as bisexual while moving toward embracing and celebrating sex without shame. This is a series of personal and tantalizing essays that articulate how our society still shames people for the sex that they have and the sexualities that they inhibit. Boy Slut is reassuring and it is painfully funny, but is most potently a testimony that we can all learn to live healthier lives unburdened by stigma. The author is a sex and relationship columnist who bears it all. For our parents, we have a book called Parenting with Pride, Unlearn Bias and Embrace, Empower and Love Your LGBTQIA+ Teen. This ultimate parenting handbook guides parents and caregivers through transformative steps of embrace, educate, empower, and love so they can support their teens with open arms and hearts. The author combines an honest retelling of her own son's coming out experience with wide-ranging research, conversations with dozens of professionals, and the unique experiences of other families to provide the ultimate guidebook for parents embarking on this journey. She provides parents and caregivers with four transformations that gently but purposely walk through the four pillars toward fully supporting and loving your child, which are embrace, educate or unlearn, empower, and love. It provides actionable yet profound tools and mental shifts to help parents support their teens and themselves and to be a catalyst for change in their communities. Haynes & Hudson also has a great little book. As you know, every year they produce many little books. And this time around, they have given us the Little Book of Pride Heroes, which is a celebration of queer trailblazers. This book includes activists, artists, comedians, writers, musicians, and pop culture giants who have shaped our world, expanded our horizons, and radically increased queer visibility. It includes people such as James Baldwin, George Michael, and Virginia Woolf. The Little Book of Pride Heroes is a colorfully illustrated homage to the power of pride and the enduring legacy of those who have fought for LGBTQIA+ rights. We're really excited for the upcoming title, which I'm about to speak about. It's called The Little Rot by Kweke Amezi. It is an exhilarating new novel which follows five people over the course of a weekend, which will brutally upend all of their lives. What happens is, as Kulu drops Aima at the airport, it marks the end of their four-year relationship. Shattered and broken open, he thinks that's the last he will see his ex-girlfriend. But reeling from the breakup, both Aima and Kulu find themselves drawn back to Lagos, to separate nights of descendants. When Kulu visits an exclusive sex party hosted by his best friend, Ahmed, he makes a decision that will plunge them all into chaos. On the other side of town, Ola and Suraya, fresh off their first-class tickets from Kuala Lumpur, are getting ready for their own nights of pleasure, unaware that everything is about to go awry. Pulled into a whirlwind descent through the city's corrupt and glittering underworld, they are all looking for a way out, fueled by a desperate way to escape the threat that looms over them. This is a must-read from Faber & Faber. You definitely need to get your hands on it. In case you missed it, Sunburn was published in 2023 and it's written by Chloe Howarth. It's set in the early 1990s in an Irish village of Crossmore, and Lucy feels out of place. She's got fierce friendships, she loves her life, but the conventional path of marriage and motherhood has never really appealed to her. Not even having the handsome Martin by her side as her closest childhood friend. Fearful of rejection from her small and conservative community, Lucy begins to live a double life, hiding the most honest part of herself in honest moments with Susanna. But with the end of school and the opportunity to leave Crossmore looming, Lucy must choose between two places, two people, and two futures, each as terrifying as the other. But only one can offer her real happiness. Sunburn is a tender portrayal of first love, adolescent anxiety, and the realities of growing up in a small town where tradition holds people tightly in its grasps. This is a literary debut by the author, and it's really been doing well as it was shortlisted in 2023 for the Nero Book Award for debut fiction. If you're in the mood to read a non-fiction title, we would definitely recommend The Pink Line. The Pink Line was published a few years ago and it was written by Mark Hafisa. It took 6 years to make this work of art, and it follows protagonists from 9 countries all over the globe to tell the story of how LGBTQIA+ rights became one of the world's new human rights frontiers in the second decade of the 21st century. In a work of great scope and wonderful storytelling, this is the groundbreaking, definitive account of how issues of sexuality and gender identity divide and unite the world today. This book has been locally published by Jonathan Ball Publishers. Another non-fiction title I'd like to mention is RuPaul's book, and it's titled The House of Hidden Meanings. This has a profound introspection of his life, relationships, and identity. And it is a self-portrait of the legendary icon on the road to global fame and changing the way the world thinks about drag. If you've watched the show or have been thinking about watching the show, we really encourage you to read this book as we take a deep dive into his life, as it is very intimate and it's told from his perspective. And for all our cookbook and baking enthusiasts, we have a lovely, incredible, colorful, vibrant book, which is called Baking with Pride. This book is the ultimate celebration of pride, and it is a must-have, whether you want to make something for yourself, you're hosting a bunch of friends, or you plan to host a huge pride party. This book has show-stopping cakes and biscuits and desserts, which cater for every occasion. There's recipes such as the Retro Love Heart Cake, Date Night Brownies, Prosecco and Strawberry Mousse Cake, and Body Confidence Cookies. And what's great about the Body Confidence Cookies is that everybody can decorate their own. If you really want to go all out and host a Pride party, there's also a recipe for a phenomenal Pride flag layer cake. And guess what? There's some dog-friendly treats for your faithful companion. So there's no need for you not to be in the kitchen this Pride month. We hope you enjoyed all these recommendations, and we look forward to chatting to you soon.
Thank you, Jonathan Ball Publishers. You always give us such a varied selection of books. I find it very exciting, these unread books. They hold so much promise. To keep up with Jonathan Ball's latest book news, their event updates, their new releases, you can visit their website, which is jonathanball.co.za. And as I've suggested with Penguin Random House, you can also follow them on social media. Of course, they're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, and Jonathan Ball also has a podcast, which is called PageCast, and this is where they bring you the story behind the story. This is a very slickly done podcast, which I highly recommend. It gives you a chance to delve deeper into their authors and the books they publish and their processes. You can find it wherever you stream your podcasts. That was the Buscade Soweto String Ensemble with Meadowlands here on Book Choice, Publisher's Choice on Fine Music Radio. How about more fine book suggestions on Fine Music Radio? This time from the Pan Macmillan Publishing Team. Today, we welcome Shakti Pillay to the show. Shakti is a publicist at Pan Macmillan. I hope you've got a pen and some paper handy in case you want to make a note of any of these titles, whether they're for yourself or for a gift, because I'm sure I don't have to remind you that if you give the gift of a book, you give a person you love a whole world of possibilities. Hello to the Pan Macmillan publishing team. Welcome to the show, Shakti.
Hi, everyone. Shakti here, back from Pan Macmillan, South Africa. We've made it. We've reached the halfway mark. June signals a turn of season with chillier mornings and icier evenings, armed with hot chocolate in hand and a wardrobe change to puffer jackets. June also signifies a time to slow down, recalibrate, and gear up for the last 6 months of the year. And Pan Macmillan has just the books to keep you company. Colm Tóibín delivered the sequel to his 2009 best-selling novel Brooklyn in his newest release, Long Island. Peter James brings us the standalone novel that all Peter James fans have been waiting for in They Thought I Was Dead. And the talk of the Pan Macmillan office is Patrick Gagné's memoir, Sociopath. Let's dive into what you can expect from these three extraordinary releases. If you're everyone and anyone, then you know that many of the greatest books ever written end up on the big and small screen. Netflix has a whole category dedicated to movies and series adapted from books. Colm Tóibín's Brooklyn may ring a bell, as it was made into film in 2015 with the dazzling Saoirse Ronan portraying Ellis Lacey. Long Island is the follow-up to Brooklyn, but it is said that you don't necessarily have to read Brooklyn to follow Ellis and Tony's love story. But don't just take my word for it. Here is Colm Tóibín reassuring us.
No, when I started Long Island, it wasn't as though I was going to take it up from the moment she goes back to America. Just leave all that out of the picture. People can guess that. It's pretty easy to imagine now what occurred. So I didn't want to put all that in. I did want to give you enough information in this new book, Long Island, that you didn't even have to have read Brooklyn to be able to follow who these characters are and why they're together. So that was quite a conscious decision, that there might be somebody who would pick this up, and I want them to be able to follow it and really to be able to fully appreciate it without having the need of the earlier book.
Long Island has also just recently been picked up by Oprah as her 105th book club pick. Oprah expressed that Long Island has everything you need to know in its own completely riveting story. Long Island is about longings unfulfilled, even unrecognized. The silences in Ellis's life are thunderous and dangerous, and there's no one more deft than Tóibín at giving them language. This is a gorgeous story of a woman alone in a marriage and the deepest bonds she rekindles on her return to the place and people she left behind, to ways of living and loving she thought she'd lost. The Pan Macmillan UK team had the privilege of asking Colm Tóibín a few questions about his writing rituals, the genres of writing he prefers, and what he loves about writing. Here is Colm Tóibín in his own words.
Hi, my name is Colm Tóibín. I'm the author of the novel Brooklyn, and now I'm the author of the novel Long Island. How many books have I written? Well, I've written 11 novels, 2 collections of stories, 3 travel books, and a whole lot of other bits and pieces, like books of essays, and I probably left out something really important. But a lot of books. I mean, a book after book after book. So I'm sort of, oh, a book of poetry. I knew I forgot one. It's hard to talk about genre. I can't do murder. So all of that is gone. Detectives and bodies and all that. I just can't do. And I've been writing novels which have, you know, one is set in ancient Greece. Some are set in Ireland, one is set in America, one is set in Germany. So it just depends on the book. A lot of the time there's a single protagonist and a lot of concentration on a single consciousness and a single life. But there again, there are other ones that are about families. So it's not possible to generalize. I think every book has its own shape, but I can't do murder. Every so often, I write a novel. And I think I don't ever to write this novel again. And then I try, for example, I wrote a novel called The Blackwater Lightship, which is set in Ireland with 6 characters over 6 days. And when it was over, I thought, I never want any more Irish rain, Irish nostalgia, cups of tea, the rosary, grandmothers. I don't want any of that anymore. So I wrote a novel about Henry James. Glamorous people, Florence, Venice, parties, duchesses. And I just couldn't bear it. And then that was over, I wrote Brooklyn. I think that it's important to remember that writing is a form of communication. That the page is blank, it is not a mirror. So it's not a way of, you know, your deepest feelings or something have to be expressed somehow. People have to know how you feel. I think you have a right to feel that people don't care how you feel, including if you're a novelist. So your job then is to make something. Your job is to get from a set of amorphous, I suppose, feelings and things that have no shape, to try and put structure and shape on them so that someone else will actually take the story from you and run with it. So I suppose the duty, the responsibility, it's hardly a form of pleasure. I mean, I know what pleasure is. Pleasure is swimming in the Mediterranean on a beautiful day in June. But writing is not that. It's not. It's called work. Thank you. Hope you enjoy my books.
From one beloved author to another, Peter James is back with what many believe to be his biggest standalone novel to date, the real story behind the disappearance of Sandy Grace, Roy Grace's first wife, who we came to know about in the Roy Grace series. In a totally gripping thriller that will excite all fans of the Roy Grace books, as well as luring a whole new audience, Peter James reveals the truth behind Sandy Grace's dramatic disappearance. They Thought I Was Dead unfolds the spine-tingling story of a woman on the run. This is Sandy's story. If there is one genre of podcast, television show, or documentary that has many people hooked, obsessed, and hungry for more, it has to be true crime. There is a fixation about understanding the minds of serial killers and psychopaths. Patrick Gagné reveals who she is in her memoir, Sociopath. In a tagline sprawled across the book jacket of her memoir, Patrick says, "I am a 21st century sociopath, and I have written this book because I am not alone." Ever since she was a small child, Patrick Gagné knew she was different. Although she felt intense love for her family and her best friend David, these connections were never enough to make her be good or to reduce her feelings of apathy and frustration. As she grew older, her behavior escalated from petty theft through to breaking and entering, stalking, and worse. As an adult, Patrick realized that she was a sociopath. Although she instantly connected with the official descriptions of sociopathy, she also knew they didn't tell the full story. She had a plan for her life, had nurtured close relationships, and was doing her best, most of the time, to avoid harming others. As her darker impulses warred against her attempts to live a settled, loving life with her partner, Patrick began to wonder, was there a way for sociopaths to integrate happily into society? And could she find it before her own behavior went a step too far? Sociopath, a memoir, is at once a mesmerizing tale of a life lived on the edge of the law, a redemptive love story, and a moving account of one woman's battle to create a place for herself and a deeper understanding of people who, like her, are sociopaths. Patrick is a brilliant storyteller and writer, and I dare you all to read the first page of this memoir and not be completely hooked. June is also Youth Month, and the Pan Macmillan Children's Team has two new inspiring and fun releases perfect for reading time. The first one is How to Stop a Train by Stephanie Ebert and Dr. Catherine Pelle, where young readers are introduced in an engaging and accessible way to one of the world's greatest and bravest heroes, the remarkable Mahatma Gandhi. When Mohandas Gandhi is thrown off a train one day, it marks the beginning of a journey to put an end to the unfair treatment of Indian people in South Africa, a journey to teach everyone that you can change the world without using violence, a journey to make the world a better place, a long journey that begins with one small word, no. How to Stop a Train is illustrated by award-winning illustrator Paddy Boomer and is available in English and Afrikaans. The second release is sure to be the highlight of Family Night. Cloodle by Hartig and Brown is a mixture between a cozy mystery and a puzzle book, perfect for ages 9 to 12, but so much fun that the whole family will love it. In book one, you get to team up with a world-famous private investigator to crack the curious case of the Dumpleton Diamond by solving 50 fun brain-busting puzzles. So get ready to crack codes, read maps, and evaluate evidence in this one-of-a-kind book. There's so much more to discuss and to read with an ever-growing to-be-read pile, so keep a firm eye on the Pan Macmillan social media pages for more updates about events, new releases, and what's trending. Until next time, stay warm and happy reading from the Pan Macmillan team.
A huge thank you to the Pan Macmillan team, who really publish a wide range, as you just heard. They publish a wide range of local and international fiction and non-fiction for all kinds of readers. Do seek them out on social media. They're always sharing great new launches, giveaways, and all sorts of other exciting things on their social media channels. That's Pan Macmillan South Africa. Welcome back. That was Kerbwim by Tony Cox, and you're tuned into Book Choice, our special Publisher's Choice show on Fine Music Radio with me, your host, Paige Nick. We're coming up now to our last segment of the show. In this one, we welcome Batya Bricker. Batya is the manager of books and brands at our very favorite friends, Exclusive Books. As I mentioned before on the show, Batya and I have really similar tastes in books. So I always make sure I'm ready with a pen and paper to get down her suggestions and hear what she's reading. And if she reviews something I've already read, I always feel quite chuffed. Welcome to the show, Batya.
On frosty mornings or chilly evenings, books are the perfect companion to see you through the cooler months. And Exclusive Books has dished up some excellent choices in the recommended section for June. I'm Batya Bricker, the GM of Books and Brands for Exclusive Books, and I'm here to share with you some of the titles that caught my eye. Daryl Bristow Bovey's book, Finding Endurance, is already over a year old, but it shot to bestseller status just this past month at both the Franschhoek Literary Festival and Kingsmead. Such interest and excitement all of a sudden. I picked it up to determine why. And wow, I was blown away. So when Ernest Shackleton's ship, Endurance, was discovered below the Antarctic ice in March 2022, 106 years after it sank, the world thrilled anew with one of the greatest survival stories of all time. Acclaimed South African writer Daryl Bristow Bovey revisits the famous story in Finding Endurance, drawing on literature, natural history, personal memoir, and the thrilling epics of polar adventure. To be honest, I'm not particularly interested in polar adventure or extreme explorations and expeditions, but Bristow tells such a compelling and human story that you cannot help but be drawn into the drama on the ice. The drama propels you, but it's the memoir that really captured my imagination. It's poignant and insightful and a window onto the father-son relationship as he moves from childhood to adulthood with that realization that we've all had that our superhero dad is in fact human with a whole bunch of human flaws. It's outstanding. Many of you will know Amor Towles from the highly memorable Gentleman in Moscow and Rules of Civility, which both achieved bestseller status on multiple charts. Well, you are in for a treat with his latest offering, Table for Two. It's short stories, but don't let that put you off. The first story I read and then reread because it was so wonderful. The New York stories, most of which are set at the turn of the millennium, take up everything from death-defying acrobatics of the male ego to the fateful consequences of brief encounters and the delicate mechanics of compromise, which operate at the heart of modern marriages. Throughout the stories, two characters often find themselves sitting across a table for two, where the direction of their futures may hinge upon what they say to each other next. Written with his signature wit, humor, and sophistication, Table for Two is another glittering addition to his canon of stylish and transporting historical fiction. In selecting the Exclusive Books recommended reads for June, we also paid special attention to the perfect books for dads, all kinds of dads, in honor of Father's Day on the 16th of June. Newman's Birds by Color is ingenious. It's a simple illustrated guide of identifying birds using color as the starting point, fully revised with distribution maps for each species and photographs for each bird entry. Now in its fourth edition, this handy illustrated guide has been updated to include the latest common names and expanded habitat information. It's also offers practical tips on identifying birds and includes information on bird anatomy and classification and guidance on where to look for birds and what you need to go birding. With more than 40,000 copies already sold, this book is a favorite for both veteran and novice Twitcher dads. Plenty dads adore a page-turner, edge-of-your-seat kind of book that offers escape and adventure. Skopskit and Donner is what we used to call them. Well, here are some of the crackers. International bestseller writer returns to Knightsbridge with an epic tale of revolution and a cast of unforgettable characters in Ken Follett's The Armour of Light, a special format at a special price of $4.95 while our stocks last. So revolution is in the air. It's 1792. A tyrannical government is determined to make England a mighty commercial empire. In France, Napoleon Bonaparte begins his rise to power, and with dissent rife, France's neighbors are on high alert. Knightsbridge is on the edge. Unprecedented industrial change sweeps the land, making the lives of the workers in Knightsbridge's prosperous cloth mills a misery. Rampant modernization and dangerous machinery are rendering jobs obsolete and tearing families apart. Tyranny is on the horizon. And now, as international conflict nears, a story of a small group of Knightsbridge people, including spinner Sal Clitheroe, weaver Dave Shoveler, and Kit, Sal's inventive and headstrong son, they will come to define a generation as they seek enlightenment and fight for a future free from oppression. From the creator of the hit Netflix series Fool Me Once comes another unputdownable new Myron Bolitar thriller, Think Twice, by Harlan Coben. How can a man who's already dead be wanted for murder? Secrets, lies, and a murderous conspiracy that stretches back into the past lie at the heart of this new thriller. Former basketball star Myron Bolitar has barely restarted his agency for sports stars and celebrities when two federal agents walk into his office asking for answers. Assuming they want to talk about the highly publicized Callister murders, of which he and Wynne know nothing, other than what's been saturating the news lately, he's stunned when instead they demand to know where Greg Downing is. Greg, a former NBA player turned beloved coach, was an old client of Myron's, one of his very first. The reason for Myron's surprise is simple. Greg Downing died 3 years ago. But according to these federal agents, Greg is still alive and somehow involved in the Callister case. Before his death, Greg made some strange money moves, but nothing about his reappearance makes any sense. As Myron and Wynne investigate, they're also surprised to uncover a seemingly related case where someone was murdered, then another and another. Is Greg alive? And if he is, where is he? And ultimately, are they looking for Greg, or are they looking for a dangerously clever serial killer? The Wolf Hunt, Nazi Terror in South African Waters by Justin Fox, is a pacey adventure with star Jack Pembroke backed by meticulous historical research. The enemy is in our waters. It's July 1941. Having left England to join his father in South Africa, Lieutenant Jack Pembroke has found a new home and a new love in Cape Town. He's put in command of a small anti-submarine flotilla at the Royal Navy base in Simonstown. He has precious little time to train his men and prepare the ships for the arrival of the deadly Nazi wolf packs, U-boats sent by Admiral Dönitz from bases in France to cripple the Cape convoy route. With the Mediterranean all but closed to maritime traffic and Rommel's forces rampaging through North Africa, this sea route is vital to supplying Allied forces in Egypt at a critical point in World War II. Everything will hang in the balance with the arrival of the enemy in South African waters. Group Savan comprises five long-haul U-boats under the command of Wolfgang Brandt, a hardened veteran who will stretch the Cape's defenses to the limit. On board, he carries a South African spy, an ardent Nazi, who is to be landed on the West Coast to start a campaign of sabotage, assassination, and rebellion, bent on toppling the pro-British government of Prime Minister Spatz. With the spy safely ashore and the Cape Peninsula under attack, Jack must now escort a convoy to Durban with the U-boat pack lying in wait. So begins a cat-and-mouse game that will push Jack and his men to breaking point. The Wolf Hunt is the second book in the thrilling Jack Pembroke series. And if you want to pair Dad's favorite read with a handy add-on, Exclusive Books presents the Bookaroo range, including notebooks with special slots for pens, a tech tidy to carry all those loose cords and chargers and things, and other nifty combinations of pouches, spare cases, and more. June is a jam-packed month of exclusive books, events, particularly children's events, unputdownable thrillers, and some outstanding historical fiction. What are you waiting for?
Thank you so much, Bhatia. That was brilliant. As you know, dear reader, if the book you seek does truly exist, you'll find it at any of the Exclusive Books branches around the country, or you can find it online at the Exclusive Books website, exclusivebooks.com. And now some music. I think an epic segment full of epic books like we've just had deserves an epic soundtrack. This is the Game of Thrones theme by Werther Kellermann. Cue the dragons. This is Book Choice, Publisher's Choice on Fine Music Radio, with me, your host, Paige Nick. As a note, if you've missed any titles on today's show, or if something sounded interesting to you but you don't remember what it was called, maybe you didn't catch the name of the author, well, this show appears as a podcast on our website, fmr.co.za, or of course you can download the FMR app and you can listen to the podcast of today's show as well. Or maybe you know someone who enjoys books and you think they'd like the show, you can forward them the podcast. And that brings us to the end of our show today. From me, your host, Paige Nick, I want to thank Mzu Makeda for building our show and selecting our music for this show. I also really want to thank our publishers, Jonathan Ball, Penguin Random House, Pan Macmillan, and our favorite bookseller, Exclusive Books. Thank you all for joining us on today's show. I know you all have massive jobs and you're super busy, so we really appreciate that you take the time out to come and brag about your wonderful books to us. We'll be back with our regular Book Choice show, packed with reviews and interviews, in 2 weeks' time on Tuesday at 12 o'clock. Until then, happy reading! We're playing out with Umoja Konkotwane. Thank you. FM.